your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to Michigan Avenue in between Cedar and Larch Streets in downtown Lansing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm rejoined by Adam Jaxa by popular acclaim. Adam, the fans have been asking, hey, you need to get Adam back with you. Here you are. Welcome back, and welcome for the start of a six-game series, Cedar Rapids at Lansing.
Why do you have to tell the people lies, Jesse?
It's not true. I can show you the emails. The handwritten letters, they need make time to get through the mail, but the emails have arrived.
The pigeon scrolls are downstairs.
Folks are very happy.
I'm sure they are. Well, I tell you what, I'm happy to be back and enjoying some Lugnuts baseball. I know they lost 4-6 to Fort Wayne, had some low-scoring close games out there at Parkview Field, but always nice to come back home. But what's greeting them is a really good team, Cedar Rapids, top of the table on the west side of the standings.
And when you look at Cedar Rapids, right, the Colonels, they're hitting .217 as a team, but they do have 31 home runs. They've got a ton of pop. They steal the same amount of bases as the Lugnuts have. The pitching staff, a 3.68 ERA as a team compared to the Lugnuts' 4.56. And it's a Colonels team that is coming off a two-week homestand that finished up with them losing the first three games of the series to Wisconsin, but they rebounded and they took the last three.
Yeah, one of those wild two series within run, right? They get swept and then sweep to end it, so they're feeling good coming in, 25-20 on the year. And yeah, they find ways to score runs. OBP is good because they take a lot of walks, 186 on the season. So Lugnuts pitching going to have to keep it in the zone and be disciplined this week against the Colonels, who, again, have been playing great ball this year.
Let's start with the starting pitching matchup. For the Lugnuts, the righty Mitch Myers goes to the mound. Last time he was out there, it was piggybacking. He came in relief. It started off poorly. He finished strong. He takes on a lefty on the other side, and Jalen Nowlin.
Yeah, Nowlin has been pretty good. His last three starts, he's gone at least five innings, starting to string together some consistency. He did give up three runs in that six-inning performance against Peoria, but last time out against Wisconsin, five innings, seven hits, scattered with just one run allowed and five strikeouts. So that'll be a tough one today for the Nuts as they try and crack Nowlin. For Myers, great to see him back starting. Maybe sometimes the piggyback can fluctuate it, but he's had two outings back-to-back, one against Lake County, then against Fort Wayne. He's given up a few runs. Can he get back to what we saw at West Michigan back on May 11th, where he gave up just a couple of runs and four hits?
Managers meeting at home plate, starting lineups being exchanged, and let's go through those for you right now. The Colonels, the leadoff hitters, the third baseman Tanner Schoble, batting second in center field, Emmanuel Rodriguez, hitting third, the right fielder. Well, and let me take my time with this one just to make sure that I get it right. It's Kala'i Rosario, who is the right fielder batting third. Did I get that close?
I think you got it right.
Kala'i Rosario, followed by Ben Ross, the cleanup hitting first baseman. Batting fifth, the catcher, Noah Cardenas. Heading sixth, the shortstop, Noah Miller. Batting seventh in left field, Misael Urbina. By the way, we had a player with the name Misael for the Lugnuts years ago, Misael Diaz. Jose Salas, the second baseman, bats eighth, and batting ninth, it's the DH, Jefferson Morales. That's Shobo Rodriguez Rosario, Ross Cardenas Miller, Urbina Salas, and Morales. And they support the lefty, Nowlin, who is a player that you would like to spotlight out of that High A Twins affiliate starting nine.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to right to Rosario. He's sitting in the three hole, tied for the team lead with five home runs. He leads them in the RBI column with 23 this year. So certainly have to keep a close eye on him today as the Lugnuts look to win this opener.
Now on the other side, the Lugnuts starting nine. Right fielder Johnny Butler leads off, batting second, third baseman Jack Winkler. Shortstop Max Muncy hits third, with the catcher Daniel Susak batting fourth. Batting fifth in center field, Junior Perez. Heading sixth in left field, Clark Elliott. Batting seventh, the first baseman Danny Batista Jr. Heading eighth at second base, Eurybio Anales. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, the DH Brian Buelbas in his first home start just rejoined the Lugnuts after spending last year in Lansing. He started this year in Stockton, but promoted back to High A during the Fort Wayne series last week. Adam, of that starting nine, Butler, Winkler, Muncy, Susak, Perez, Elliott, Batista Jr., Anales, Buelbas, choose a player to spotlight.
Hey, you know I'm going to choose Buelbas, Jesse. I'm excited to see him back in Lansing. He had some magical moments last year, great defensive plays. He showed some pop, big swings, and he's got good speed. So I'd like that he's turning the lineup card over today for Craig Conklin.
Sounds good. Our umpires, Ken Jackson's going to be on the bases. Josiah Shepard is on home plate. As we get closer and closer to first pitch between the Lugnuts and the Cedar Rapids Colonels, our anthem singers are heading out to take the field. We'll step aside for a quick break, and then we'll get you all set. First pitch forthcoming shortly. Midwest League action between Cedar Rapids and Lansing from Michigan State Capitol.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's go around the Midwest League now as we get you all set. First pitch between Cedar Rapids and Lansing, the first out of six from Lansing, Michigan and Jackson Field. Well, it is the Cedar Rapids Colonels who are atop the Midwest League West Division, their record 25-20. They have won their last three games. However, they're only one game up on the hard-charging Quad Cities River Bandits. Adam, you and I saw the River Bandits earlier this year. They have won 12 consecutive games. They're coming off a six-game sweep of Beloit. They are now 24-21, and that is with players like Noah Cameron getting promoted up to AA. They're still winning.
Yeah, and remember, at one point this year, it was Beloit that looked like they were running away with the Western Division standing. So it's been a fun race over there on the west side of the Midwest League.
Now, past Quad Cities, the third-place squad, the South Bend Cubbies, at 23-22. They've lost five in a row. Then Beloit at 22-22, losers of six in a row. Followed by Peoria, losers of five in a row, 21-24, four games out of first. Followed by Wisconsin in the cellar. They lost their last three last week to Cedar Rapids. The Timber Rattlers are 14-30, 10 nap games out. And now you're wondering, all right, so Beloit lost six in a row to Quad Cities. How about the rest of those squads? The Eastern Division has been on a tear. The Great Lakes Loons, winners of five in a row, are 30-15. In first place atop the division. Four games up on West Michigan, which has won its last four. Then the Dayton Dragons, who have won their last five. They're 22-23. They have tied the Lake County Captains for third place in the East Division. Lake County dropped those four in a row to West Michigan. They're also 22-23, eight games out. The Lansing Lugnuts are therefore in fifth place in the East, one game back of Dayton and Lake County at 21-24. They're followed up by the Fort Wayne Tin Caps at 19-26, 11 games back. The Lansing Lugnuts have taken the field clad in their home white uniforms. The red caps, the black bills, the red numbers on the back outlined in black with the black nameplates above. And on the other side, the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And the fun thing about Cedar Rapids is they have a number of different colors that they can go to. The red jerseys, red gray pants, and the navy caps. Down to the field we go.
Now,
right, well done down there on the field. Great to be back home in Michigan State Capitol. It's a hot one today and going to be hot all week long here in Lansing, Michigan. The 517, home of your Lansing Lugnuts. Game number 46 in 2023, Lansing 21-24 after their series in Fort Wayne where they won 2 of 6. And as Jesse told you about, Cedar Rapids 25-20, first place in the West Division standings. They lost the first three to Wisconsin last week, but then they won the final three games. So come in on a three-game winning streak. They are 25-20 also, playing in their 46th game. We start the series tonight. We conclude it in the sixth game on Sunday. Ready for baseball in an 87-degree early evening on May 30th, 2023. With the call of the game, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Fired up to be back alongside Adam Jaxa, your defense now for the Lansing Lugnuts. And right field, Johnny Butler. And center field, Junior Perez. And in left field, Clark Elliott. Around the infield next, the first baseman, Danny Bautista Jr. At second base, Aribiel Anales. The shortstop is Max Muncy, with Jack Winkler playing third. The catcher, Daniel Susek. And the man on the mound, Mitch Myers.
Yeah, the 6'2", 200-pound, 24-year-old. He is out of Pittsburgh. Four-seam fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider, making his 7th start and 8th appearance this year.
Down to the field. I guess it's time to play some ball. What do you say?
Let's do it.
You can find Adam on social media at Adam Jaxa, A-D-A-M-J-A-K-S-A. Blow him up. For me, I'm at Jay Goldstress, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com is the email address.
Blow him up double whammy style.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels will bring up Shobel, Rodriguez, and Rosario. And manager Brian Dinkelman. Always a pleasure to have Dink in town. Here's Tanner Shobel to get things going. Shobel, the right-handed batter, against the right-hander, Myers, who deals. The first offering called a strike. We are underway at 6:05 p.m. 6:05 local Eastern time. We are on time. Righty to righty, and 0-1 is grounded foul, squibbing left off to the Cedar Rapids Road dugout. And that baseball was nearly hacky-sacked up and back by the left heel of someone who stepped out of that dugout. Did well with the first touch, not so much command with the second touch. 0-2, quick pitch. Fouled straight back. Myers went breaking ball. Have to be ready for Mitch Myers to change the pace. 3 home runs this year for Shobel through 41 games. 7 steals if he gets on. The pitch up high. An appeal of a check swing denied. Ken Jackson up the right side says no. 1-2 on Shobel. Out of Williamsburg, Virginia, 5'9" tall. Taking on the native Alabaman, the Pitt Panther Myers delivers. Line drive base hit left field just outside the range of shortstop Muncy. Clark Elliott gets it in. It's a leadoff single for Cedar Rapids. Shovel aboard to bring up Emmanuel Rodriguez. Now Rodriguez has had a tough go of it this year, hitting 160. However, Adam, when he hits it, he hits it. 2 doubles, 1 triple, and 5 home runs. Batting left. The pitch. Outside, 1. 4-pitch arsenal for Myers. The fastball to curve. Slider to changeup. Shovel leads away from first base. 7-for-8 in steals. Keep that in mind. The deal. Up high. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Something I was looking up with Mitch earlier today. It's leadoff hitters have been a blind spot for him. The leadoff hitters had come in hitting 455. This is a 2-0 pitch to Rodriguez. And that misses as well. 3.
Yeah, not ideal. I mean, he gets up 0-2, and unfortunately a hard hit ball to left field, and now 3 straight balls to Rodriguez. Is Cedar Rapids looking to jump on the nuts early?
Last year in Stockton, the first inning was his roughest inning. 3-0. Here's a called strike in the outside corner. Now, I should say, with Emmanuel Rodriguez, the numbers are staggering when it comes to walks and strikeouts. There are 26 games, 21 walks, but 46 strikeouts. Pickoff, though, into first base, safe the call, with Bautista Jr. laying down that tag. 21 walks and 46 strikeouts in only 26 games. So generally, the count gets deep against him. On the 3-1 from Myers, Schoebel doesn't run. Rodriguez takes a called strike two, and here we go. Do you think that the result of this at-bat will be a walk, a strikeout, or do you want to take the field?
Oh, no, I'm going to take walk or strikeout. You've sold me.
Time granted to the batter, the center fielder for these Colonels. No score, top of the first inning, runner at first, and nobody out.
Pitch clock could as well help me out here, too. I got multiple options.
That's right. There's the pitch. Strike three called. They took it. 47th strikeout this year.
I'm going to give you the assist, Jesse. You sold it well. Great job by Mitch Myers. You don't want to allow the first two to reach. Give up the base hit. You get down 3-0, and then he comes right back with three straight strikes.
And Emmanuel Rodriguez just stayed there with the bat on his shoulder. Well, here's Kalei Rosario. Righty to righty. Bends down and away. Ball one. Now, Rosario has been terrific this year. And Adam, there's a reason you named him your spotlight hitter in the pregame show. And the 287 average is one thing. OPS is at 872. A 1-0. Swing and a miss. High heat buy-in. Strike one. He's from the Big Island, Rosario. 6 feet tall, 205 pounds. And look, the sun has come out from behind a cloud, shining down upon the field. One on one at no score. Schoebel is dancing, not running. The pitch called a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Time granted to Rosario, who was taken in the fifth round, which was the final round of the pandemic draft of 2020. Draft limited to 5 rounds. And that's when the Twins selected him. 10 doubles leads the Colonels. 2 triples, 5 home runs. Tied for the team lead. Pickoff though, Schoebel's safe. Myers peering over his left shoulder at that runner, just taking glance after glance. Straightens with the sign. A 1-2. Fouled straight back. Came after him with a fastball in. Ben Ross is waiting on deck. Last year, the Lugnuts brought in Cedar Rapids for 6 games here. Cedar Rapids won 4 out of the 6. There was no return engagement in Iowa. The pitch, Rosario spoils it foul, off to the right side. Stays 1-2. And last year, that was when Alaric Soleri hit for the cycle. The soul cycle. I thought about that way too late. If we had only declared it the soul cycle in the moment. 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him with the breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts from Myers, dispatching Rodriguez, then Rosario. 2 outs after the Schoebel single.
Yeah, that was really nice. He took something off that pitch, as you mentioned, wafting outside away from Rosario. And back-to-back strikeouts, excellent for Myers after the leadoff single allowed.
Wafting.
That's right.
I love it. Cleanup hitter is Ben Ross, the first baseman. The pitch, pop foul off the hands to the right side. Strike one. Ross starting at first base, hitting 243, 4 home runs. Out of Springfield, Ohio, the fifth rounder last year. Righty to righty, the pitch, high. That's the old joke about Springfield for being the home of the Simpsons in the Simpsonses. Well, if you say that they're from Springfield, they could be in any state.
Mm.
Springfield is in a lot of different states.
Springfield, Missouri, right?
Springfield, Illinois. 1-1, swing and a miss. Strike two. Springfield, Massachusetts, I believe, is where the Basketball Hall of Fame is located.
Yes, that sounds correct.
Well, a leadoff single for Schoebel. And now Myers, who struck out Rodriguez and struck out Rosario, delivers a 1-2. Schoebel's dancing the throw. They picked him off clean. He was splitting to his right, then back to his left. Myers flung over. He'll deal with Ben Ross coming up in the second inning because he picks off Tanner Schoebel to end the top of the first. A scoreless frame sends us to the bottom half. Cedar Rapids, nothing. Lugnuts coming up against Jalen Nowlin.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we go to the bottom of the first inning, following a scoreless top half against Mitch Myers. The Lansing Lugnuts will take on the lefty, Jalen Nowlin. Johnny Butler, Jack Winkler, Max Muncy coming up. Against the southpaw for Cedar Rapids, Nowlin out of Atlanta, Georgia. Lefty-lefty there for to start. The pitch to Johnny Butler. On the outside corner, strike one called.
Yeah, pretty good numbers this year. Jesse, ERA under four. This is his eighth start, ninth appearance. 41 strikeouts, 14 walks.
He lets it fly. Lifted high and foul off the left side. Out of play for strike two.
You think we see some home runs with the temperatures up this week in a home run friendly ballpark?
I think so too.
30% humidity beginning tonight. Play in the middle of the day tomorrow, and then it looks like high 80s, 90s the rest of the week.
Stay hydrated.
That's right.
Nowlin throws to Butler. Swing and a miss. He got him with the hook. One batter, one strike out for Nowlin. Out of Chipola Junior College, which has produced so many over the years. Now up against Jack Winkler. The windup, the pitch. Winkler takes a called strike on the inside corner. Four pitches, four strikes for Nowlin. His defense in the outfield, Urbina is in left, Rodriguez in center, Rosario is in right. There comes the 0-1. Winkler batting right, takes outside, floating over there. On the infield, the first baseman's Ben Ross, the second baseman Jose Salas, at short, Noah Miller, and at third base, Tanner Schobel. The catcher, Noah Cardenas. Nowlin throws. Fouled away, and the air off the right side. Strike two. Jack Winkler went just 3-for-18 at Fort Wayne, series concluding on Sunday. But he finished it strong. A couple of hits on Sunday, a couple of runs scored. The deal, high and outside, 2-2. And Adam, would I say a couple of runs scored? They needed those because they won 2-1. A single and a double put him on, moved his way into scoring position. Junior Perez singled him twice. The pitch, it takes off the outside corner for ball three.
Runs tough to come by in the last three games of that series. You get shut out twice, but find a way home with the victory with just those two runs on Sunday.
There were 27 consecutive scoreless innings at one point for this offense. Nowlin's payoff. Winkler swings and flies it to center. Rodriguez back to his left. He approaches. He jumps up to make the catch. Emmanuel Rodriguez is out number two. And showing off with the right fielder Rosario at the very end of it, too. Left fielder Urbina checked in with him. He said, I'm doing just fine. Star that one on your scorecard. That was no easy feat.
No, and that's the first long ball out there to center. So as he gets accustomed to the tricky outfield, great grab by him.
Max Muncy waits. Nowlin's pitch, low and all the way to the backstop for ball one. This has always been the sort of field And I think, Adam, if you're a good defensive outfielder, you could look really good here. But if you're not, it gets to be a long series. Lefty deals to righty. Once he takes the ball up and away, 2-0.
Well, you got to feel really good about yourself, right? If you can play a good defensive outfield here at Jackson Field, that's got to up your confidence with how difficult some of these reads are.
Without a doubt. On the 2-0. Swing and a miss. There's no score, bottom of the first inning. Jalen Allen is looking for a perfect frame. You know, I've seen some really good defensive outfielders come through Cedar Rapids. Mike Trout, Byron Buxton among them. On the 2-1, lined out to right field for Osorio. Comes in, and he dives to make the catch. Well, speaking of fine defensive outfielding, Muncy is robbed. Star that one on your scorecard and end the first inning. No base runners for the Nuts up against Nallen, who can thank the center fielder Rodriguez and the right fielder Rosario. We're going to the second, scoreless from Lansing.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No score, go to the second inning. The Cedar Rapids Colonels bring up 4, 5, and 6. Ben Ross first. On the first pitch from Mitch Myers, down and in, ball one. It was Ross batting with a count 1-2. When Myers suddenly spun and picked Tanner Schobel off first base, facing the minimum. Kicks and throws. Floats it in there with a called strike. Sharpness of the curve. 1-1 on Ben Ross. Here's the pitch off the Hezzy. Strike two called on the outside corner. So we've seen the quick pitch so far from Myers. There's the hesitation on the leg kick. The Pit Panther is in rhythm. Lets it fly. Ross fouls it straight back out of the screen. The hard stuff up. Stays 1-2. Ross has great power. 5 doubles, 4 homers. Also good speed if he makes his way on. 4 steals this year. The pitch to him. Swing and a miss. And steady strikes out. Myers records his 3rd strikeout. 1 up and 1 down in the second.
How about Mitch Myers, Jesse? Gives up that base hit and now has struck out 3 straight. Keeping that ball away from the Cedar Rapids Colonels, running it away from the righties and making them chase. Looks like he's found a little rhythm here early on.
Now he takes on Noah Cardenas, the 8th rounder 2 years ago. Righty to righty. Strike 1 called on the inside corner. Rhythm is right. Cardenas comes in hitting 274. This is game number 35. The pitch. That's hit out to left field and shallow. Elliott on the run in. It's Muncy the shortstop going out to make the catch. Clark Elliott lost his cap. All for naught. Call it a fly out to the shortstop on the blooper. And there's 2 up and 2 down.
Great job by Max. Got out there, and that was usually a longer distance than what you would see a shortstop or a second baseman, for that matter, go out to shallow right or left to cover a fly ball, but Muncy was under it, made Clark Elliott's life a little bit easier.
Myers throws. Outside, ball 1 to Noah Miller, the switch-hitting shortstop batting left. I think, Adam, that's an indication of Muncy's great range.
Oh, yeah.
Myers' pitch. Strike. Well, Noah Miller, first rounder 2 years ago out of Fredonia, Wisconsin. He is 20 years old. Myers throws. That's grounded off the end of the bat, off the railing of the dugout, third base side for Cedar Rapids. Chased a couple of teammates away. Got 1-2 and time granted to the batter. As Myers is quickly looking for a 1-2-3 frame. You know Myers is going well when things start to go real quick for the other offense. No score, the pitch. A bouncer hit on the left side. It's the shortstop, Muncy gloving, firing to first to get his opposite counterpart. Side up, side down, in perfect fashion for Myers. 1.5 complete, no score between the Lugnuts and the Colonels.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Four, five, and six coming up for the Lansing Lugnuts against the lefty Jalen Nowlin, Minnesota Twins number 30 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. No score in the game. Here's the pitch to Daniel Susak. Inside corner, called a strike. Susak, the right-handed slugging catcher, challenging the southpaw. He's ranked the number 4 prospect in the A system. Nowlin turns, kicks, throws. Susak takes down and away. Well, the count is 1-1. Batting average for Susak, 281 coming in. The OPS just shy of 800, 788. Second baseman Salas is up the middle. The pitch, a ground ball shot down toward third, off the glove of Schoble. Shortstop Miller picks it up on the ricochet, throws late to first base, and Susak is on. Official score rules infield single Daniel Susak.
Well, Susak hit it hard, and that's what the official score is going off of. Schoble, not a great chance there with how quick that ball got to him on the hot corner, and great job by Susak to beat it out. The Lugnuts have their first base runner.
And Junior Perez steps in. No score in the game. Susak edges away from first. Ross holds him on. Lefty deals to right-handed batter. Perez fouls up the first pitch into the screen. Adam, you know I love to list stolen bases, stolen base attempts whenever a guy gets on. And it's worth saying, Daniel Susak, 2-for-2. He will run. Nowlin sets. Kicks, deals. Head in the air out to left center field. Rodriguez to his right, into the alleyway. He runs this one down at his waist. He spins, he fires it in. Susak hurries back to first base. In the span of 4 batters, we have seen 3 fine catches by Cedar Rapids outfield. And there's the second good, stellar one made by Emmanuel Rodriguez in center.
Yeah, he is being tested early, and he is answering both challenges so far. Great jumping grab against Winkler in the first, and that one Perez tattooed it out there to left center.
Clark Elliott now, lefty, deals to lefty. Check swing, strike called by the home plate umpire Josiah Shepard. And you know, Adam, just because we don't give them shout-outs enough. Hello to Josiah Shepherd and Kent Jackson's family members if they're tuned in. And 0-1. That's down and away. Ball at a strike on Clark Elliott. I ran into Clark's family in Fort Wayne, able to come check him out, root on Clark and the Lugnuts. They said that the trip was a little bit more difficult to get from Barrington, Illinois, out to Stockton, California. 1-1 from Nowlin, low and outside, ball 2.
Yeah, I'd say so. Both comparable to Lansing and to the University of Michigan. That one is a little bit more dicey.
But I think they said they made the trip. It's just now that he's in the Midwest League. No score, 1-1, 1-out. Susak at first. Nowlin with a 2-1. Elliott takes it high, ball 3.
Be closer to home next week. We head to South Bend. So great that he's going to be around the Midwest area for them to come and check him out live. That's awesome.
Right. Well, Clark Elliott is riding a 10-game on-base streak. By the way, speaking of South Bend, Leanne Cook emails in to say, welcome back, Adam. This is a 3-1. And that's off the outside corner for ball 4. An 11-game on-base streak now for Elliott. First walk given out by Nowlin pushes Susak up to second.
That's good stuff. This good approaches in this half inning by the Nuts. You get the base hit, hard hit ball to left center by Perez that's caught by Rodriguez and a nice grab, and then the walk here to Elliott. Look, Nuts trying to get on the board first.
2-1 with one out for Danny Bautista Jr. No score in the game, bottom of the second. Right-handed batter. The lefty offers. Broke it down and in. Ball 1. Bautista Jr. was 4-for-17 against Fort Wayne. There were some tough moments. As the catcher, Cardenas, shares a word with Nowlin. There were also some good moments for Danny Bautista Jr. Knocked in a trio of runs. He also kept getting hit by pitches at him. Grazed, thank goodness. Nothing serious. So Bautista comes into play today, hitting .262. 4 doubles and a triple, and 18 RBIs, which ties him for second on the team, behind only Susak, the runner at second base. Susak at second, Elliott at first. Elliott is speedy, 1-out. Nowlin deals a ball 1 pitch. That's in there for a called strike, the fastball. The thing about Bautista Jr., I was looking up the home road splits for these Lugnuts earlier today. He's been so much better during home games. The deal. Popped him up right side. First baseman Ross in a foul ground toward the stands near the tarp. Back to his right to make a backhanded catch. The foul out by Bautista Jr. and nothing easy about that. But Ben Ross is at number 2.
No, and it's really not very windy out. Only 4 or 5 mile an hour wind gusts. And right now, the flag not even moving on the pole and right. I think he just overran that a little touch and then it twisted back on him. And he had a, you're right, lunge out and catch that. The tip of his glove there and held on.
Susak at second, Elliott at first, 2 outs, no score for Avery Villanueva. He grounds the first pitch on the right side and threw base hit beyond Salas in the right field. Windmill for Susak. The throw in by the right fielder Osorio. Late. Anales into second base on the throw, and the third, Clark Elliott. An RBI single for Arubiel, and the Lugnuts take a 1-0 lead.
That's great stuff all around. Anjale's aggressive, attacks the first pitch, gets it through. And a nice job as Susak running on 2 outs, comes in to score. Anjale sees the ball is over the cutoff, gets to second. Lugnuts on the board, and now an opportunity to tack on more.
Here's Brian Buelbas. First home at bat for the native of Monterrey, Colombia. Right-handed batter. No nameplate yet on his home 7 uniform. Lefty throws. The off speed's in there for a called strike across the outside corner.
Jesse, do you know the half inning that the Lugnuts score their most runs?
It wouldn't be the second inning, would it?
It sure would be. 27th run scored in the second this year.
Well, think that they've got any more? Robot swings, grounds down to third, grabbed cleanly by Schobel. The throw across, handled by Ross. On the side retired, the inning over, only one here. And yet they add to that second inning total. 2 hits, 1 walk. Anjale singles home Susak. And the Lugnuts leave 2, sending us to the third inning. Nuts 1, Colonels nothing. Adam Jacks, who returns with the call of the game when we return.
Kids, they're just different than us. finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, hello there as we bring you back to the top of the third. 1-0, Nuts in front as they've cracked the scoreboard first in this series. First pitch, Myers has it fly back by Mishael Urbina, who steps into the box. Final third of the car facing Mitch Myers in the third. Mishael Urbina, Jose Salas, Jefferson Morales. Second pitch for Myers. Low and inside, 1-1. Leadoff base hit allowed by Myers after he was up 0-2, and then he has set down the next five, including three straight strikeouts. The pitch, low and outside, 2-1. Urbina batting just under 185, two home runs, 19 driven in for the open standing right-hander. The pitch home, popped up first base side, foul territory. Overcomes Danny Bautista, runs out of room. That's in the first row, right behind the Lugnuts dugout. Looks like there's a crew of four or five down there that had it land right in their lap. Didn't make the catch out of the air, but nobody else there. So the baseball is theirs. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Up high inside. 3-2. Lugnuts in those traditional home white uniforms, red caps, black bills, Luggy the Lugnut logo in front. The pitch, up high, maybe a touch outside, and that is the first walk allowed by Myers. Leadoff man on for a second time in three innings for Cedar Rapids. And Cedar Rapids, as Jesse told you, a lot of options for them. We'll see all sorts of jerseys from the Colonels. They've got the red tops and the gray pants, and then they've got the C and the R together. The pitch home, lifted out to left field, backing up is Elliott, and he makes the catch just in front of the video board shadow out there and in front of the track. One pitch, one out.
This is the old school logo combination for them. They have such a historic legacy that they carry forward. There have been Cedar Rapids minor league baseball teams for years upon years.
And just like the Twins, right? The Twin Cities,
right.
The TC that they've got on their uniforms.
Yeah.
One out, one on, and here comes Jefferson Morales, the nine hitter. The pitch home. Twists inside, misses. 1-1. 1-0 Nuts. We're in the top of the third.
Twins have had such a great relationship with the Colonels for a while now.
Myers throws. Sprayed foul, out of play, 1-1. And Cedar Rapids, represented by the Twins since 2013. Before that, it was the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim from 93 to 2012. 1-1 pitch, lifted left side of the infield. Underneath of it is the shortstop, Muncy makes the catch. There's two outs. Weak contact in on the hands of the bat of Morales.
That's where I always feel my cop-out answer is. Because, Adam, you and I both know we get asked by people who's the best minor league baseball player that you ever see come through. And It's just such an easy thing to say, Mike Trout with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
And I was not around for that, so I would go with Bowling Green Hot Rod, Wander Franco.
He was all right.
Yeah, he's doing all right for himself now. Back to the top of the card, here's Tanner Schobel. First pitch, up high, inside, ball one. So, Twins since 2013 for Cedar Rapids, then the Angels. They were a Reds affiliate from 80 to 92, Giants from 75 to 79, Astros from 73 to 74. 1-0, kicked back off the netting, one ball, one strike. Then you've got the Milwaukee Braves, back from 58 to 62, the Brooklyn Dodgers from 55 to 57, the Cubs, the Cleveland Indians from 50 to 52, and from 39 to 42, then the Cardinals and the Reds, all the way back to 1932. 1-1. That's in there. Strike two. That is a lot of history for the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
And it's so important to think about who are the players who are coming through to help build those dynastic teams.
By the way, not always called the Colonels, too. We can go through their different nicknames. The 1-2 pitch. That's up high. It gets off the glove of Susak and heads to the backstop. That'll be a wild pitch on Myers. So Urbina is off to second base with two outs. Top three, 1-0 Nuts here at Jackson Field. All right, Jesse, we've got the Colonels since 1993. They were called the Reds, the Giants,
the
Astros.
By the way, Colonels is a great name.
So great. And it makes sense, being from Iowa. The pitch home. That's kicked back. Two balls, two strikes. How about this one? I got two that I like.
Okay.
You know I love alliteration. Cedar Rapids Red Raiders.
A la Texas Tech.
That's right. 63 to 64. They were the Braves. They were just simply the Raiders from 53 to 57. The Rockets in 1949. How about the Cedar Rapids Bunnies pitch? This is hard hit. Right back up the middle, a base hit. Around third, here comes Urbina. No throw coming to the plate. It's an RBI single for Schobel, and we're tied up at one in the top of the third. So Cedar Rapids gives up the run in the bottom half of the second, and they get it right back here against Mitch Myers off a walk and a single, the second tonight for Schobel.
Yeah, you mentioned the Bunnies. That single had some hop to it.
Sure did. Some pace. They were, before the Bunnies, the Rabbits from 1896 to 1903.
Wait, they went from Rabbits to Bunnies? They went backwards?
The pitch. There's a bouncer off the plate. Angeles takes a short hop on the run, throws to first in time. That was tough. He was trying to figure out if he should take it or maybe wait. He had to go get it, and he gets Emmanuel Rodriguez. So a lot of history with Cedar Rapids. The Colonels from 1993 on, and a Twins affiliate since 2013. The Twins affiliate tied with the A's affiliate 1-1 as we head to the bottom of the third.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom three coming up here at Jackson Field from Michigan State Capitol. A gorgeous night and a gorgeous week weather-wise ahead as we will touch 90s for the first time. And we will flip the calendar over on Thursday, May 31st tomorrow, June 1 Thursday. The pitch, that's in there, strike one with the fastball. We go back to the top of the card for Johnny Butler. He got three straight strikes from Jalen Nallen and swung and missed in the last. The 0-1, low and outside with the fastball, 1-1. Cedar Rapids tied the score with the RBI single from Tanner Schobel. Just moments ago, his second hit already out of the leadoff spot. 1-1. Twisting ball that's hit sharply back off the net. 1-2 on Johnny Butler. Those black socks pulled up high today. White pants tucked just above the knees as socks go all the way up. 1-2 pitch. Ooh, that comes in. Just missed him on the breaking ball. He had to turn his shoulder out of the way. Dig back in. Black helmet, white jersey, white pants, white shoes. White and black. The pitch. Bouncer off the plate. Weakly hit first base side. Charging is Salas at second. Tries to flip to first, and it gets away from Ross. And Butler is safe on the swinging bunt single. Good hustle from Johnny Butler, and the Lugnuts have their third base hit. Kind of see it getting hit towards that no man's land spot in the infield. Once it got by Nowlin, who came off the mound, he couldn't get to it in time. It had enough pace on it to get by the pitcher, but not enough pace to get out quick enough to Salas, who at the point that the ball reached him, only had a chance to flip it with his mitt and not with his hand. So here's Jack Winkler. 1-1, bottom three. The pitch home. Fastball zips in, knee high. Strike one to Winkler, who hit it well in that first inning. Flied out to center field on a jumping grab from Emmanuel Rodriguez. Three hits for the Nuts, two hits for the Colonels. Go back to first. Got a couple of ballpark staples today with the nicknames. Popcorn, Peanuts. Cracker Jack, maybe, if you'd like to go that route.
I do. Comes with a prize.
The 0-1. That's in there. Strike two. I don't even remember what those prizes used to be, but yeah, that was always the most fun part. Little toy inside.
Every single box.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Winkler chased that one low and away. Tough pitch. That's the second strikeout for Nowlin. There's one away in the third.
What impresses me about that is, you know Johnny Butler wants to steal. And there's Jalen Nowlin working out of the stretch, a runner at first base trying to distract him. And he commanded the base runner the entire time, while also keeping Jack Winkler entirely off balance.
Now he'll face Max Muncy. One on, one out, 1-1. Pitch. Throw back to first, rather. Butler in safely.
We have not seen the good move yet from now on. He's just letting Butler know that he's aware.
The lefty set from the stretch. Looks over at Butler. Looks again. Butler heads for second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's in the dirt. Throw down to second. Way late. Johnny got a great jump, and he's stolen his first base for the Nuts today. Lugnuts have a runner in scoring position now here in the third as they look to re-grab the lead.
He took that hop at him toward second base. Nowlin paid him no mind, so Johnny Butler thought, I'm already this far, let's go.
He's got an even 10 stolen bases now this year. The pitch. That's in there, but down low. One ball, one strike. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it looked like Nowlin, it's always so tough because the left-handers, it looks like they're staring right at the runner at first base, because they usually are. And Butler took off while he was still set. 10 for 12 on swipes this year. 1-1. Swing and a foul tip that pops out of the mitt of Cardenas. 1-2 on Max Muncy, who flied out to right in his first at-bat.
The base runners now against Nowlin this year. 10 times they've tried him. 7 steals, 3 times caught. I like that Max Muncy first plate appearance. Pitch was away, went with it, lined it to right, and I remember you saying to me, I thought that ball was going to fall in, but Rosario made the diving catch.
Heck of a grab out there to rob away Muncy. Runner at second, one out for the Nuts, trying to recapture the lead. The pitch. Checked it, went around, though. That's a filthy breaking ball that Max couldn't stay off of. Back-to-back strikeouts for Nowlin. Two gone in the third.
Just making pitches. I know that's simplifying it, but you know exactly what I mean. The secondary stuff has been outstanding.
And that's how he got Winkler as well. Secondary stuff against the 2-3 hitters a second time around. Now from one first rounder to the next, Daniel Susak. Single in his first at bat. 1-1 our score, bottom three. Now on the lefty throws. Low and inside, ball one. By the way, going back to the Cracker Jack conversation.
Yes.
Do they still regularly sell those at the games?
Yes, they do.
We have those here?
I'm sure we do. Would you like me to go get you some?
No, I don't want any, but I do need to see we have them.
I mean, I could just go bring you a prize.
The 1-0. Down low. Two balls, no strikes. Like, I feel like they should have, like, a baseball card or something in there.
What I remember is little stickers and temporary tattoos.
Yeah.
Maybe a ring.
Maybe $10.
No. You just have to choose the right box.
The 2-0 pitch. Susak lays off. It's a fastball outer edge. 2-1. Always surprising to me that Cracker Jack got the nod over popcorn in the seventh inning stretch. You get buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, but that's an old baseball snack.
You've got to understand that the people who wrote it had never been to a baseball game.
The 2-1. That's inside. 3-1. Really?
That's the classic thing is Norworth and Von Tilzer were two young guys, and they didn't have experience at the ballpark.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, here I am not even knowing if Cracker Jack is even sold anymore. And there's always popcorn. There's always peanuts. There's always ice cream. Always burgers. 3-1. That's a line drive, but it's played perfectly by Salas, who is shifted over towards second, throws to first, and Susak is done. No prize no runs for the Nuts as we are done here in the third. Lansing leaves Johnny Butler the single and swipes stranded at second base. 1-1 our score as we enter the fourth.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Ready to start the top of the fourth. 1-1 our score. Mitch Myers, breaking ball. First pitch, just a touch up high. Ball one to Kalai Rosario. The pitch home. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike one. Almost sounds like you have to use a British accent to say it. Kalai. The pitch. There's a bouncing ball hit over towards Max Muncy at short. Off two hops, has it, sets, throws to first in time. And Rosario is put away by Muncy and Bautista, one away. So that'll bring up Ben Ross. 1-1 our score. We're in the top of the fourth. The opening game of this six-game set in Lansing. Lugnuts were just down in Fort Wayne for the first time this year. They will head down to South Bend for the first time this year next week. First pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball, Ross chased. strike one. He was a part of the three straight strikeouts from Mitch Myers to end the first and start the second. Next pitch, that's a little bit outside. 1-1. Two hits, both have been to Tanner Schoebel. No other hits allowed. Next pitch, swinging, it's foul, third base side. 1-2. Ross batting just a touch over 240 this year. Four driven in, 15 RBI for number 15, Ben Ross. And out of Springfield, Ohio, 8, the pitch. Driven deep, left center field. Perez is going back, circling at the track. Lunging, makes the catch in front of the tall Miller Lite sign. Nice grab by Perez. Clark Elliott doesn't make the catch, but once again loses his cap trying to track it down. Two outs.
I was about to comment on the same thing. It's one thing to lose your cap making a play like Willie Mays would do. It's another thing to lose your cap while a teammate makes the catch.
And that's the second time it's happened, right?
Yes.
Max Muncy caught one earlier.
We might need to get Clark a better-fitting cap.
The pitch is line foul, third base side, and the bullpen scattering with glee out of the left side bench down there. Well, seven or eight of them popped up quickly. It wasn't that sharply hit, but they were ready to get out of there.
Like meerkats.
Mm.
By the way, Carol Walker on Sweet Level messages to say she hasn't seen Cracker Jack at the ballpark this year. She's seen Cracker Jill.
Really?
Yes. Here at the ballpark and at Kroger, she says.
Okay. There you go. See, I wondered. I've never looked for Cracker Jack. I can't tell you the last time I've had Cracker Jack. The 0-1. And on the hands, lifted foul. First base side.
Okay.
Strike two.
Let me betray my Maryland accent, because you would say caramel. I would say caramel.
Yeah.
Do you like caramel popcorn?
I do, but have you ever had Garrett's?
No.
In Chicago?
Is it the best?
It is.
Okay.
But they've got the cheddar popcorn with it. It's a combo. The 0-2. Up high, outside. It's a weird combo because you never think caramel, popcorn, and cheddar popcorn would work. But you mix them together, and it's the staple. You can get it at the airports there. Pitch. That's up high. Two balls, two strikes. So, yeah, if I've got some cheddar popcorn to mix it in, I'm all for it.
When we went to Northern Illinois with Central Michigan basketball in the winter, I remember seeing Garrett's on the bus.
2-2. That's in high. Inside, up high, 3-2. If you like popcorn, you absolutely have to try Garrett's. And then I don't know if you'll ever have any other caramel popcorn again. 3-2. Out to shortstop, a looped liner that's caught by Max Muncy. Not much of a pop-up right there, but a kind of can of corn for Max Muncy. And we are heading to the bottom of the fourth. We've got a trivia question coming up for you next. Tied at 1 at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Soaking in the last couple of days in the month of May. Beautiful weather tonight as we're just short of 90 degrees in Michigan State Capitol. 1-1 our score as we bring it back for the bottom of the fourth. The Lansing Lugnuts and the Cedar Rapids Colonels The Lugnuts struck first, got the run in the second, thanks to the RBI single from Eurybio Angeles, scoring Daniel Susak. No run since. Here's Junior Perez. First pitch. Lifted deep, left field, back goes Urbina. He looks up, and that's on home run hill out of here. Junior Perez has a handful of homers this year, 2-1 Nuts. That ball was launched in a hurry, and it took no time to exit Jackson Field and get up onto home run hill. 23rd round tripper this year for the Nuts.
After his bat woke up at West Michigan, Adam, it's not going back to bed.
Well, that's good news for Lansing. Pitch home. On the outside corner, strike one with the fastball to Clark Elliott.
431 feet on that home run, 104 off the bat.
The opposite of majestic. It got out of here in a hurry. The 0-1. Breaking ball up high and inside. That's not to say that it wasn't a pretty swing or nice flight of the ball. It just got out of here in a line drive very quickly. Great to see him give the Nuts the lead right back. Here's a pitch on the ground over towards second. Rolled into the glove of Salas. Up with it to first. And Elliott becomes the first out of the fourth. So the first pitch of the fourth inning launched to left. That after Perez sent one deep to left center field. Rodriguez had to track it down and take away a gapper. The Nuts have not had a ton of home run pop this year, but when they have, it's been Perez, Bautista, Muncy. Pitch. That's a fastball on the outside corner. Should say Susak, I apologize. And, of course, Eurybio Angeles, who was promoted with those six home runs earlier in the year. 0-1. Down low. One ball, one strike. Orlacero Armenteros. This is Danny Bautista. Flied out to first in his opening at bat. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike two. 2-1 Nuts. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Four hits now for Lansing. Two for Cedar Rapids. Allen's pitch. Fastball low. 2-2. All three were singles before that. Homer from Perez. Susak, Angeles, and Butler. And the home run to greet Nowlin. His fourth allowed this year to open up this fourth inning. The pitch. Breaking ball, lifted back, foul, and the bat goes skidding. A cloud of dust, or dirt rather, shoots up as that one headed towards the Cedar Rapids dugout. I think it just slipped out of his hands. I don't think it's broken. No, it's not. It just slipped out of his hands. So he's getting some stickum there that he's rubbing on the handle of the bat. Eurybio Angeles being a good teammate, bringing it out for him.
Graceful flights for both the bat and the ball.
Mm-hmm. No injuries from what we can tell, which is great. The bat boy, oh, almost like he was passing it to the bat boy, exactly where he's sitting over there in the third base dugout. 2-2. Swinging a chopper foul, third base side. Bautista batting 260, 18 driven in this year. Danny Bautista Jr. out of Phoenix. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. That jammed him in on the hands. Couldn't decide if he wanted to come around or not. Fourth strikeout for Nowlin. And there's two away. All right, the trivia question tonight for you that we will answer in the seventh. Who is the lone all-star MVP for the Oakland Athletics? Here's Eurybio Angeles. The pitch, bunted, first base side, up in the air, and then it cues back foul about a third down the line. So strike one on Angeles. Again, the question tonight, who is the lone all-star MVP for the Oakland Athletics? Who was it? We'll answer it for you in the seventh. You can send us your responses on Twitter, at Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass. Tweet at us, DM us, or you can send Jesse an email, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com.
Come on, knock on our door.
I don't know the next line. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted out to shallow center field. Rodriguez timing it up. He's in, and a jumping grab for the second time. I don't think he needed the jump, but quicker to the baseball, and that will do it for the Nuts. They go down 1-2-3 after the homer from Perez. That unties the score. 2-1, Lansing in front. Fifth inning is next as Jesse Goldberg-Strassler returns with the play-by-play.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The righty Mitch Myers retakes the mound with a 2-1 lead to his back. He deals, and Noah Miller sprays the first pitch foul out of play to the left side, strike one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Hello, Hayden Stamm. 2-1 Lugnuts, top of the fifth. Miller, Urbina, and Salas. 6-7-8 in the Colonel's order. Pitch, that's called strike two. Noah Miller's older brother, Owen Miller, came through the Midwest League with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Came up to the Padres organization, then off to Cleveland. He was a Guardian for a couple of years, right now playing for the Milwaukee Brewers, and playing really well, hitting .330. The pitch to Noah Miller, taken very high, 1-2.
This guy had quite the series against the Milwaukee Brewers high A affiliate, didn't he?
Didn't he now?
Man, oh man.
Here's the pitch. Noah swings, dribbles it up the first base side. That ball rolls foul before Myers can reach it. We'll stay right here. Yeah, that Wisconsin series. Noah Miller began at 2-for-13. How did things go from there?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
5-for-8. Finishing the series with a run, swipe, 2 doubles, triple, 4 driven in.
Big time.
Sure, that helped them with their three-game winning streak to end that series.
Grounded to shortstop his first time up against Myers. The count is 1-2. The windup, the pitch. Up and inside, there goes the helmet. Ball didn't hit him, though. 2-2.
And usually when you see the helmet fly back, it's because the ball knocks it off. But good news, that one just popped off his head. No harm, no foul there.
A break even. The breaking ball is hammered foul down the right side. Just watching that for that ball as it lands on the concourse, bounces up against the net. It's rolling around on the concourse, and here comes the hustle. From one side, from the other side, everybody converging. All the while, Myers kicks, deals. A shot on the right side. One hop to second baseman on Lace. Delivers over to first in time. And one down. So Miller's now 0-for-2. Lugnuts lead 2-1. Bring up Misael Urbina, the left fielder. Out of Valencia, Venezuela. Open stance from the right. The pitch. Breaks across the outside corner. Out of strike call. And Cedar Rapids Colonel's order is filled with prospects for the Minnesota Twins, and Urbina's one of them. Here's the pitch. Strike two called right in there from Myers. Misael Urbina is the number 22 prospect in the organization. Signed for $2.75 million. Time granted. And then reading the Colonel's game notes, it's noted by Calvin Cristoforo, the voice of the Colonels, that another $300,000 was put to a college fund for Misael Urbina. So the bonus in total was over $3 million. Quick pitch, down low, ball one. Fourth largest bonus ever paid to a Venezuelan player, received by Urbina. signed 4 years ago. Here's the pitch. Bends outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Urbina walked. He scored Cedar Rapids' only run 2 innings ago. Tanner Schoble with 2 outs singled him in. The pitch. Head of the air out to left field. Elliott over. Center fielder Perez to his right. It's Perez who makes the catch with Elliott yielding. Clark Elliott lost his cap again. Others out number 2.
We got to get a count started here in the booth.
There's a player named on a Fort Wayne named Jose Geraldo, a reliever, that I tried to start up a count for every time that he lost his baseball cap as he delivered in pitches. I lost count. I got distracted. It was pretty much every time. Every time the ball is hit into the outfield, Elliott's losing it. Jose Salas takes a ball outside.
We need the Clark counter. Got to add it to the booth.
Wait, I'm looking at Clark out there. He's putting the cap on. He's trying to make sure that that cap is on. Myers deals. That's fouled away down the left side. 1 ball, 1 strike on Salas.
I mean, he's got a good amount of hair. You figured it'd stay on there.
2-1 Lugnuts. The pitch high for Myers. Ball 2. So the switch hitting Salas, the number 8 hitter in the order, who lined out to Elliott 2 innings ago. See, the problem is when you do have a big head of hair, as this pitch is down and away, when you've got a good head of hair, maybe that can dislodge a cap.
Yeah.
3 balls, 1 strike, the count on Salas. Here's the pitch from Myers. Head in the air, out in the right center field. Junior Perez backs up. Right fielder Butler rushes over, but there's Perez underneath to make the catch. On the side, retired. And caps stay on, but batting helmets are coming too for the Lugnuts. 3 up and 3 down against Myers. Well, Wilmots, Butler, and Winkler do up when we go to the bottom half of the 5th inning. Halfway to the house, Lansing 2, Cedar Rapids 1.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Jalen Nowlin's ready to go for the bottom of the 5th inning. The native of Atlanta will take on 9-1-2 for the Nuts. Well, Wilmots, Butler, and Winkler. Lansing leading Cedar Rapids 2-1. Cedar Rapids lefty through 4 innings has struck out 4. He's allowed 4 hits. 1 second-inning run, an RBI single by Avery Villanueva, and 1 fourth-inning run on a junior Perez round tripper. Time called right before Nowlin could wind and throw the first pitch of the frame to Brian Wilmots. Jalen Nowlin, a 19th rounder, the Minnesota Twins a couple of years ago. Kicks, throws, hammered down the left field line. That ball is a fair ball and a home run. Brian Wilmots lasers it out right down the left side. It's his first round trip tour since returning to Lansing. And it's a 3-1 Lugnuts lead.
Well, we mentioned, great to have Wilmots back. He's got excellent pop, and that is the second straight half inning that the Nuts knock out the first pitch out of the park.
3 home runs allowed all year by Nowlin entering the 4th inning. And in the 4th, Perez hit number 4, and here in the 5th, Wilmots hits number 5. Now Johnny Butler, lefty deals to lefty. Down low, ball 1. Wilmots' final plate appearance as a member of the Stockton Ports, was a three-run pinch-hit game-winning home run to beat the San Jose Giants. The pitch, Butler bounces it foul right side. And what a play by the first base coach, Luis Baez. Oh, baby. Jacked it the whole way, got it with the bare hand, points down to the pen because they're giving him love. Now it throws the 1-1. Bounced it in. Ball two to Johnny Butler. Said, well, boss, went from being a Stockton Ports hero, joined the Lugnuts, first home game back, and Adam, he crushed that ball down the left field line. Johnny Butler's 1-for-2 with a single. The pitch popped up off the hands, back our way. Here it comes to our left. And now ricocheting down. And the baseball takes a high hop, and as a fan is going to reach down and pick up a souvenir.
Well, the other fan was screaming.
2-2. That's hit high and deep down the right field line. Back to the foul pole. That is a foul ball. Wilbos torching one over the left field foul pole, and Butler making a bid to go symmetrical. You know, West Michigan last week had a game in which they hit a ball off of each foul pole. Or, you know, if you were so inclined, off each fair pole. 3-1 Lugnuts. The pitch. Butler bounces it up the middle. That ball is through into center field. A base hit. Miller couldn't get there from short. Rodriguez gets it in. That's a single for Butler, who is now 2-for-3 today.
8th home run, by the way, for Brian Buelbas with the Nuts. He had 7 last year. Gets his first this year before they even get his name stitched on the back of his uniform. How about that?
He's making his own name for himself.
That's right. He's earned the name on the back now.
When Johnny Butler singled against Nowlin in the third inning, he stole second. Here's Jack Winkler. Nowlin staring him down. Lefty deals to right-handed batter. Winkler takes a ball low. Back to Jalen Nowlin. Adam, I was looking up Nowlin before he ever came into the series because I was looking up the 19th round of the 2021 draft. That's when the Oakland Athletics selected Blake Beers, who's doing good things. Promoted up to Double-A from Lansing. Ball and offering from Nowlin. High and outside, ball two. And then, you know, Reed Johnston was a 19th rounder from Lake County. He's pretty good, right? Justice Bigby is a 19th rounder for the Detroit Tigers, doing really good things with West Michigan. And Nowlin for the Twins. The 2-0. Winkler skies it to right field. Twisting down the line for Osorio. Makes the catch. And back to first base goes Butler. At number one. Still waiting for Blake Beers to make his Double-A debut. As far as I've seen, it has not happened yet. Max Muncy steps in. Tonight, Jack Cushing gets the ball for the Midland Rockhounds. 3-1 Lugnuts, one on, one out. Lefty deals to right-handed batter. First a pickoff throw. Butler back in standing. That lineup from Midland, such former Lugnuts as Lawrence Butler, Brett Harris, Denzel Clark, Lázaro Mateiros, Shane McGuire, and Michael Goldberg. An initial offering to Muncy. A second pickoff throw over instead. Two have been used. So now if Nowlin wants to throw to first base, he has to have Butler picked off. This is where we've seen teams simply use a pitch out. Nowlin sets, Butler runs, there's the pitch out, throw down to second base, and he's safe! Fastball wide, Cardenas' throw into second baseman Salas, not nearly enough to stop Butler from stealing his second base of the game. Johnny Butler is steal number 11 and a scoring position. 1 ball and no strikes the count on Muncy. And the catcher Cardenas jogs out to the mound as they try to get their signs in order. Well, back to Jalen Nowlin. So Nowlin was taken in the 19th round 2 years ago by the Minnesota Twins. And then last year he was a sensation. Pitching for the Fort Myers, Adam, do you know their nickname? The Mighty Muscles. Jalen Nowlin, 8 relief appearances, 11 starts. He was named a Florida State League All-Star and the league's top left-handed starter. He struck out 89 batters in 56 and two-thirds innings.
I got to contest. You didn't give me enough time. I was going to guess.
Okay. You had mighty muscles in your back pocket, didn't
nah,
you?
No, I don't know if I did.
Here's the 1-0. A ground ball shot towards second, fielded by Salas. Throws to first, out number two. Butler takes third base. So Muncy down. Daniel Susak coming up. Chance for a two-out RBI. Cedar Rapids, with all of their nicknames over the years, they were never the Cedar Rapids Mighty Muscles. And the Lansing pen, there is action. The lefty John Beller warming up, so Mitch Myers might be done. Here's the pitch to Susak. That's lined right at third baseman Schoble. Inning over. Susak hit it squarely, but Butler stranded at third. And the only run that the Lugnuts get in the frame is the leadoff home run by Brian Wilbas. It's a 3-1 Lugnuts lead on our way to the sixth inning from Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Mitch Myers returns to the mound for the Lugnuts as we go to the sixth inning. 3-1 Nuts on top of Cedar Rapids in the opening game of the six-game series. By the way, an update on Brian Wilbas' home run in the bottom of the fifth. 113 miles per hour off the bat. What we believe to be the hardest hit ball by a Lugnut this season. With Adam Jacks, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels, here's Jefferson Morales to lead off the sixth. He swings away and jammed, pops it back into the screen. Strike one. Morales followed by Schoble and Rodriguez. Tanner Schoble is the only two hits today against Mitch Myers. Trying to get something going. Righty to righty. A dribbler foul up the left side. And strike two. For Myers, he came into this frame 78 pitches. So now at 80. And the home plate umpire, Shepard, refueled with more baseballs. Took one from the bat boy, Ethan. Spun it over to Daniel Susak, who winged it off to the mound. Fill up the hip pocket with the others. We're ready to go. Quick pitch, down and away. I think that's the third quick pitch that I've counted from Myers. So far, none of them have been effective. But the non-quick pitches have been great. Came into the sixth inning, 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. 1 walk, he struck out 3. Yells the 1-2. That's a little bit up. And 2 balls and 2 strikes for Morales. Nobody on, nobody out, 3-1. The break even. A ground ball toward short beyond the diving Muncy. It's a base hit into left center field. Morales tears around first base. He's going for second. Elliott, who's already lost his cap, gets it in towards short. It's a hustle double for Morales. And there's hit number 3 for the Colonels. Morales picks up his second double of the year.
Well, we've seen the 2 extra base hit home runs from the Nuts. That's the first one tonight for Cedar Rapids, and he didn't miss the breaking ball. It was left up in the zone, and Morales crushed it. And now, as you mentioned, you bring up the guy that had had the only 2 hits before that.
Tanner Schoble's the batter. The pitch pitches hit high in the air out into left field. The shortstop, Muncy, yields. Left fielder Elliott loses his cap, makes the catch. And there's out number one.
That's five on the counter, the okay. Clark counter.
All right. I promise you, I did not see him losing his cap like this on the road. It has to be the red cap. They must have given him the wrong cap size.
Mm.
Emmanuel Rodriguez steps in. First time today that Myers has gotten Sharpley, singled both of his other times. A pitch, swing and a miss, strike one for Rodriguez, who has struck out and grounded out to second.
This feels like a big momentum inning for either team. Cedar Rapids to try and get back in it. Mitch Myers to try and hold this two-run advantage the Nuts have gotten over the last two frames.
This pitch bounces in, knocked down by Susak. One ball and one strike on Rodriguez. Rodriguez was signed as an international free agent out of the Dominican Republic back in 2019. He is young. He is 20 years old. Turned 20 on the last day of February. A 1-1. Ground ball toward first, right past Bautista Jr. Sizzles into right field. Round third base, Morales comes in. The thud of the plate arrives in late. He scores standing. An RBI single for Rodriguez. Lansing 3, Cedar Rapids 2. And with that, here comes manager Craig Conklin. Lefty John Beller's been ready in the pen. There's the move. Myers faces three batters in the sixth inning. Allows base hit sandwiched around the flat to left field. He departs with Rodriguez at first, one out. That's the potential game-tying run. Lugnuts 3, Colonels 2 in the series opener. For Mitch Myers, 5 1/3 innings. 4 hits, 2 runs right now. The 3 strikeouts came all in a row between the first and the second inning.
Yeah, I mean, for how good his outing is, he's got to feel bummed here at the end that he gives up the run, trying to go through the order for a third time here, and now the tying run on base. So he's really hoping John Beller can come in, get the final 2 outs here, and preserve the lead to give Myers a chance to get the win here. But he played, pitched exceptionally, got those 3 strikeouts early, and scattered a couple of base hits through 5 innings. Really well done by Mitch Myers.
So John Beller, the lefty out of USC. Last time that we saw him on the mat was his only appearance against Fort Wayne, 2/3 of an inning. Adam, the first batter singled against him. The second batter grounded into a double play.
Well, there you go. Eliminate the single here. I'm sure he'd just take a double play with a runner at first. 11 games he's pitched in this year. That ERA sits under 4 for Beller through an 11 2/3 innings. 2 of 3 in his saves and save opportunities. We typically are seeing him at the end of games or have a few times this year. Him and Tyler Baum. And then 6 walks, 14 strikeouts. Opponents, though, when they put it in play, they're hitting 311 against Beller.
Kalai Rosario is the batter striding up toward home plate. A man with 17 extra base hits this year, most on the Colonels. Tied for the team lead in RBIs as well, 23. Actually untied. Tanner Schoble took the lead with his 24th earlier. Lefty deals to a right-handed batter. Onto the hands, and ball one. Strikeout swinging. Out of ground out to shortstop for Rosario against the starter, Myers. And now against the reliever, Beller. Rodriguez at first, one out. Here's the pitch. A chopper hit to second. Adelais grabs. He tries to tag the runner and got him. That immediately gives up the chance for an out at first base on Rosario, who is safely aboard. Fielder's choice, second baseman unassisted. Rodriguez is at number 2. And now Ben Ross.
Well, I like the decision. Get the thinking there from Adelais, but I think their better chance would have been if he flips to Muncy, they have a better chance. Good job by Rodriguez to try and avoid that tag as long as possible.
Ross swings and misses the slider down and in. Strike one. Just feed that ball as quickly as possible to Muncy.
Yeah, I think so. But again, Angeles, with how quick his wrists are to kind of get it over to first base, he's thinking tag and throw over and get the double play.
3-2 Lugnuts. Beller's pitch up high and outside. Ball and a strike on Ross, who struck out and fly out against the starter Myers. Top of the sixth inning from sunny, sweltering Lansing, Michigan. It's late May, but it feels like it's July. The pitch, slider down and in. They appeal a check swing, but he didn't go. Ball two.
Well, this will make up for some of the less than ideal temperatures we've seen throughout May.
I don't know, man. Why does May have to be winter and summer? Why can't it be spring?
Are you new to Michigan?
The 2-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. Strike two for Ross. Boy, it is currently 87 degrees in Lansing, Michigan. Having a heat wave.
It's hot.
Yeah. Tomorrow, it is scheduled to be, well, when they begin, tomorrow morning, 11:05, it's scheduled to be in the low 80s. It's going to keep on creeping hotter and hotter. A 2-2 pitch from Beller. Ross takes, down it in, ball three. It's actually a good game tomorrow to play in the morning, considering what it's going to be in the afternoon. And then Thursday, we're looking at temperatures once again, upper 80s toward perhaps 90, low 90s. Friday, we're looking at upper 80s, low 90s. Work on your suntan or your burn. Payoff pitch, grounded foul left side. Let's see, Saturday, the same, upper 80s. And Sunday to close out the series, about, I don't know, low 80s.
I like it. Bring the sunscreen.
Enjoy some baseball. Maybe go to the pool, too. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Beller whiffs Ross. Side retired. And the runner left on. So one run scores in the top of the sixth inning on two hits. The Lugnuts do maintain their lead. John Beller, fine relief work. We're through 5.5 from Lansing, Michigan. It's the Lugnuts 3, the Colonels 2.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Junior Perez opened up the bottom of the fourth inning with a home run to left. Brian Wilbas opened up the fifth inning with a home run to left. So how does the bottom of the sixth open? As Junior Perez is walking back up to home plate against the Cedar Rapids starter, lefty Jalen Nowlin. Perez, Elliott, Batista Jr., 5-6-7. Lugnuts leading the game 3-2. Here's the pitch. Perez watches it bounce in. Ball one. Junior flied out to very deep center field in the second inning. And then homered in the fourth. He now has 5 home runs this year. He only has 1 other extra base hit, 1 double, 0 triples. Now in throws. Fouled straight back. He just missed it. 1-1. Action for the Colonels in their bullpen up the left side. Nowlin deals. Hand in the air, left field. This one's not going to go. Urbina to his left waits, makes the catch comfortably in front of the warning track. and Paris is at number one. The reliever warming up in the pen is Charlie Neuweiler, a right-hander from Queens.
Safe to say Junior Perez has found that big swing, though, again. He is getting some lift here tonight on all three of his balls in play.
Clark Elliott is the next batter. Lefty to lefty. Elliott takes low ball one. If you missed it earlier this year, Junior Perez went from mid-April to early May, hitless in 32 at-bats. He's hitless no more. The pitch, a ground ball down toward first. It's knocked down by Ross, calls his own number as he picks it up for a last time right behind the bag, and he is out number two. Just kept on knocking it forward, getting it closer and closer until he could finally convert that putout. Two away for Danny Bautista Jr. Danny is fouled out to first and has a swinging strikeout. He's bent, stands open, two outs, nobody on. That one's pitch. Floats in for a called strike one. Lugnuts three, Colonels two. The wind, the toss. Down and in, bouncing in. An appeal of a check swing, denied. And ball one. This one has that relaxed feel to it just because of the sun, the pleasance of getting back to baseball. The deal, popped up foul and towering out of playoff to the right side. Anytime it's the first game of the series, you can feel the teams feeling each other out, getting to know the players on the other side. But we're about to head into the late innings, the final third. Now it offers low. Lugnuts were the first team to go into the bullpen in the top half of this inning. Mitch Myers, 5 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Jalen Nowlan looking to complete 6, and do so with a 1-2-3 frame. Fires the 2-2. A curveball is high and wide. On the count is 4.
That's been a tight, low-scoring game, but there have been some big swings. All extra base hits have led to runs for each team.
Unofficially, this is pitch number 83 for Nowlan. It's on its way. Bautista Jr. rips it to left field. Urbina backs up. He hops to make the catch with the left hand. That baseball was stung. But in the end, a 1-2-3 inning for Jalen Nowlan. And as we go to the 7th inning, Adam Jackson will have the call. It is the Lugnuts 3, the Colonels 2.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
All right, to the top of the 7th we go. Lugnuts holding on to a 3-2 lead. We've had 3 runs in the last 3 innings, 2 from the Nuts in the 4th and the 5th, 1 from the Colonels in the 6th. 3-2 Lansing, thanks to a run in the 2nd as well. Colonels had 1 in the 3rd. 6 hits for the Nuts, 4 hits for the Colonels. No errors from either side. Good baseball game as we head to the 7th. John Beller, his first full inning of work. It begins against Noah Cardenas from the right side. The lefty throws. Breaking ball, little tight. Ball 1. First time Cardenas faces Beller. 0-for-2 against Myers, but he put both balls in play. Fly out and a line out. The pitch, up high and outside, 2-0. Both balls were sent over to Max Muncy at short. One he went out to shallow left to go get. The other was, again, kind of a floated liner that went right to him in the shortstop position. 2-0 pitch. A little bit wide with the fastball, and it's 3 balls, no strikes. Beller came in, got a ground ball fielder's choice, and then struck out Ben Ross on that hefty hook to get the final out of the sixth inning and preserve the one-run lead. The pitch, right down the chute, strike one. Lansing with 2 home runs on the first pitch of both the fifth and the sixth, one from Junior Perez, the other from Brian Buelbas, his first this year for the Nuts. 3-1, swing and a foul tip into the glove of Susak, 3-2. Nice job by Beller coming back here. The man out of Manhattan Beach, California, 24 years old, John Beller, against the righty, Noah Cardenas. Beller tucks that mitt inside his right armpit. Now comes set, belt high from the stretch. Base is clear. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball in the hands, in the dirt. Second strikeout for Beller. There's one out in this seventh inning. Beller, a part of the Garcia Parra baseball group when he was growing up. Out of St. John Bosco. Then went on to USC and now a Lansing Lugnut. The pitch, that's inside, ball one to Noah Miller, who's 0-for-2, couple of balls on the ground. Beller set from the stretch, 3-2 Lugnuts, top seven. The pitch, down low, 2 balls, no strikes. So we got behind Cardenas 3-0. He's behind the six hitter, Noah Miller, 2-0. Ground out to short and second for Miller. Shortstop. Beller's pitch, way outside. And for a second straight batter, it's 3 balls, no strikes. Lugnuts trying to avoid giving up a base runner, only up by a run, 3-2 in this seventh inning. Trying to end a 3-game winning streak for first place Cedar Rapids in the West Division. 3-0 pitch. That's low and inside. Beller won't be able to come back this time. There's just the second walk today for Cedar Rapids. First given up by Beller. Final line for Mitch Myers, 5 1/3 innings pitched. Gave up 2 runs, each of which were earned. 3 strikeouts, the 1 walk, and 4 hits scattered. 87 pitches, 57 strikes. It was a really good outing from Myers. He gave up his first extra base hit in the sixth as he went through the order for a second time. And then back through the top of the card where Emmanuel Rodriguez singled in the 9-hitter Morales. Don Chulzy paces out to the hill. The pitching coach for the Nuts. Have a quick chat with Beller and the rest of the infield. Beller, the undrafted free agent with the Cardinals, taken after the shortened 2020 draft that was only 5 rounds. There's a lot of talent in that span of players that just didn't get drafted because they cut the draft so short because of the pandemic. So a lot of guys being signed and some good players. Pitch, low, and that gets away from Susak as it goes back to the backstop. Around second, Miller takes a wide turn, but he will stay put. Takes one bag on the wild pitch from Beller. He has missed the zone for a 5th straight time. All of a sudden, his command giving him some issues here as the Nuts start to get an arm warm down in the pen. That's Hunter Bro that's warming, the righty. Pitch home. There's one right down the chute. Bell high, 1-1.
On the subject of those undrafted free agents 2020, I think about Garrett Acton, mm-hmm. who's already made the major leagues.
Great pitcher for Illinois. A's grabbed him, and yes. 1-1. Way up high and outside. 2 balls and a strike. Just escalated quickly right up the A's work and made his debut with the Athletics on Mother's Day. Very cool for him. Shut down back end guy. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball sawed off up in the air towards second. Lunging forward, the catch made by Angeles. And back to second goes Noah Miller, two outs. There's the weak contact at that big breaking ball from Beller. Nice job by Angeles. If he doesn't catch that out of the air with the way that ball was spinning up in the air, no telling where it would have landed and gone. Could have been a tricky play.
I also think about the command of Beller, who struggled with it over the course of this half inning. He put that pitch right on Urbina's hands.
First pitch, Jose Salas takes that breaker in on the hands and fans right over the top of it. Beller trying to, even with those command struggles in the seventh, keep any runs from coming in, and an important run at second base. 3-2 nuts, top seven here at Jackson Field. The pitch home. Up high and outside, ball one. Jose Salas, 0-2. That fastball is missing really wide for Beller, and it's consecutive batters that he's doing so.
That's why it goes right back to the slider. The slider's still treating him well.
1-1. There it is again. Weakly hit towards third. Winkler has it. Gallops, throws to first, and it's in time. And right on cue, Jesse called it. Slider gets the job done. Beller keeps the lead for Lansing. 3-2 nuts as we stretch it out here at Jackson Field. Off to the seventh inning we go. Lansing leading 3-2, trying to tack on, maybe provide some insurance as they will face a new man on the mound. It is a right-hander, Charlie Neuweiler, the 6'1", 205-pounder from Queens, New York, to face Aribio Angeles. First pitch is in there, strike one, even though it wasn't caught by Noah Cardenas. So 8-9-1 coming up against Neuweiler. Ready throws. Bunt shown. Angeles offers, and the pitch tails away out of the zone. No balls and two strikes. A free agent from Kansas City. The pitch looped out to left field, hooking down the line, and that ball is off the foul pole. It's a home run for Angeles. His second of the season, the third bomb tonight for the Nuts, and they're up 4-2. Just reached on it and tucked it inside the foul pole.
Adam, that's a breaking ball in the middle of the zone from Neuweiler, and Aribio Angeles out early with those great hands, did his best to keep that ball fair right down the line.
How about three leadoff home runs tonight for the Nuts? One in the fourth, one in the fifth, and now one in the seventh.
I mean, if you like solo acts.
The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Yeah, Brian Buelwas, he likes solo acts. Had the solo shot in the fifth. I don't know why Angeles had to wait three pitches in, though. The 0-1. That's down low. Skips away from Cardenas. Puelbas did it on the first pitch in the fifth. Perez did it on the first pitch in the fourth. Angeles does it on the third pitch of the seventh.
First home run given up by Neuwiler.
1-1. Down low, 2-1. And Jalen Nowlan had only given up three home runs. 8 starts this year, and the Lugnuts got him for 2. 2-1 pitch. Twists on the outside corner. Strike 2. Both home runs from Buelbas and Angeles right down the left field line. Perez a little bit more out towards left center, but it went to home run hill, so all have been hit that way. 2-2 pitch. Checked it. Went around. It's strike 3. Ball gets away from Cardenas. Up the line goes Buelbas, and Cardenas just beats him with the throw to complete the strikeout. There's one away.
That's one of my favorite plays in all of baseball to show just how good a catcher's arm can be. Your accuracy has to be pinpoint.
You've got to really rifle it down there because you've got to make up ground.
Yes.
From typically throwing from behind the plate to then back in the backstop area, so it's a longer throw down to first. Usually a little bit better angle, which helps, but still. Great job to get that out. 4-2 nuts, top 7. Johnny Butler, first pitch. High, strike 1. So the end of the night for the starter, Jalen Nowlan, who again goes 5-plus innings for a 4th consecutive outing, but he surrenders 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 home runs. The pitch home, slides outside, 1-1. 1 walk for Nowlan, 4 strikeouts. The pitch, a little bit low and inside, 2-1.
Just to go back to the home runs, the Lugnuts just came off not hitting a home run during the entirety of the Fort Wayne series. 3 home runs, first home game here. 17 of their 24 home runs for the year have been hit at home.
2-1. It's up high, 3-1. Well, it is a hitter's park, and they have been much better at home this year producing runs. Three-one pitch, swinging a foul tip. 3-2, Johnny Butler, 2-for-3 after he struck out swinging in that first at bat. Single in the third, single in the fifth, and he swiped 2 bags, his 10th and 11th in 13 tries this year. Lansing out hitting their opponents 255-235 here at Jackson Field. 3-2, foul tip into the glove, held on to this time, and Butler is down on strikes for a second time. Second straight strikeout for Neuwiler. 4-2 Lansing, bottom 7. 4 runs on 7 hits. And again, crazy to think a team that does not hit the home run very often, or at least through the first 2 months. Pitch, hard hit on the ground, that's fair. Sliding stop by Schobel in foul territory. Gets up, throws to first, and Winkler is done. What a play at the hot corner from Tanner Schobel. The Nuts get a home run from Arebio Angeles. They have 25 this year and 3 tonight, all leading off the 4th, the 5th, and now the 7th. We're off to the 8th, 4-2 Nuts.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, Contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Once again, the Lugnuts lead by a pair of runs thanks to a third home run to lead off a frame tonight. His last one, Eurybio Angeles hooked it in and it hit the left field foul pole, but it was fair. 4-2, here's Hunter Breaux into the game. The first pitch, fastball low and outside, ball one. He will face 9-1-2. Jefferson Morales, the nine hitter tonight for Cedar Rapids. Pitch home. That's on the outside corner, strike one. Tanner Schobel, Emmanuel Rodriguez to foul. Between those two at the top of the card, they have gone 3-for-6 tonight with two driven in. Tough outs. Morales with a double on his last at bat. The pitch, shot foul, first base side, up and out of play, in towards the sun up there in the light blue sky. Is it still up there, coming up towards 8 o'clock in the Eastern time zone here in Lansing? 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up, got him. And Morales is retired. So for Cedar Rapids, that's their sixth strikeout tonight. As Hunter Breaux comes in to relieve John Beller, the righty, 6'3", 225-pounder, 23 years old from Hawaii, 20th round selection in 2021 out of Oregon. Rosette throws home. Breaking ball in there, strike one against Tanner Schobel. Well, there have been some really good appearances this year by Bro as he continues to try and bring that ERA down. The pitch lifted out to left field. Clark Elliott over to his right. Hanging up, he makes the catch. And just at the last second, his cap flew off. He was going to grab the hat, I think just to make sure it stayed on after he secured the baseball, and he may have popped it off. Sixth time tonight that Clark Elliott has lost his cap.
I was thinking, it's staying on. It's staying on. It's going to stay on. No.
Staying alive. Staying alive. Emmanuel Rodriguez steps in. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one. Used to think of just the song when you heard Staying Alive, but now you think of the Office episode. The 1-0. That's in there on the outside corner. Strike one. The resuscitation of the dummy. A classic. Breaux's pitch. Twists inside down low at the feet of Emmanuel Rodriguez. 2-1. Breaux, Jesse, ERA is still up over 11 through 12 games. 17 2/3 innings. He's given up 23 earned runs. 8 strikeouts, 6 walks. The 2-1. That's inside. Ooh. 3-1. The last time I saw him here, he struck out the side. It seems like maybe starting to put it together a little bit here, trying to get a 1-2-3 inning. 3-1. Swing and a miss. And he's back in this count against Rodriguez. 3-2. 4-2 nuts, top 8.
He's getting more swings and misses because he's using his splitter and slider more effectively. So batters have not been able to sit on his fastball. And then that fastball is jumping at them.
And the fastball is what he was throwing a lot, and it was getting carved up. Opponents batting 420 against him, but again, off-speed stuff starting to work. 3-2 pitch. A little bit low, but a competitive at-bat right there that Breaux is unable to win. And the tying run will come to the plate with two outs in the eighth. 4-2, Lansing leading.
That's the difficulty of Emmanuel Rodriguez. We talked about him earlier, how many pitches he takes. There were some good pitches in that plate appearance that Rodriguez simply laid off.
The pitch home, that's fouled back. Strike one. 4-2 Lansing on 7 hits, no errors. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Cedar Rapids. Started tonight at 6:05. Final 6 o'clock start. Tomorrow, an 11 a.m. start, the final one at home this year. Brosette, the stretch, he throws. Shoots in there, off speed a little bit low. One ball, one strike. Well, we blew through trivia in the bottom of the seventh, so how about we give it to you in the bottom of the eighth? Coming back, we'll answer that question for you. Hunter Bros 1-1. Down low. And that's picked by Daniel Susak. 2-1. Lansing has led throughout tonight. Cedar Rapids did tie it in the top of the third after Lansing scored in the second. Then the two solo shots in the fourth and the fifth vaulted them in front 3-1. Then Cedar Rapids got one in the sixth 3-2. And a home run in the seventh 4-2 Lansing. 2-1. Ooh, that's inside on the front leg, maybe the hip area of Rosario. And now two are on with two outs in the eighth. Just no chance to get out of the way of that fastball. Came right at Rosario. So now a little bit of a jam here for Hunter Bro to try and work out of. That's the first batter that Bro has hit this year. And Don Schulze now coming out to speak with the right-hander and gather the rest of the infield as well as an arm starts to warm. Looks like Mac Lardner in the pen for the Nuts.
The problem with Bro earlier in the year was not command in terms of missing the zone, walking guys. It was missing inside the zone. It was throwing hittable pitches. And from what I've seen of him over the course of this half inning, Adam, he's not throwing the splitter for strikes. He's not throwing the slider for strikes, although it began very well. If he does so, he'll be okay. You just want to stop the batter from being able to tee off on your fastball.
And that's, again, what, as you mentioned, got him into trouble earlier in the season. He's missing with those secondary pitches, and the hitter sits fastball, and they were mashing the fastball.
There was also a thing with Bro where he'd throw the same pitch over and over and over again. So just mixing things up.
So Ben Ross steps up, two on, two out, 4-2 Nuts, the pitch. That's down low, ball one. Four straight have missed the zone after he had two outs on the first six pitches of the half inning. A walk in HBP. The pitch home. Lifted out to shallow right field. Angeles going back. It's going to dunk in for a single. Around third, Rodriguez scores. The ball comes over to third, sliding in safely, Rosario. It's a bloop single, and it's a one-run game with two outs in the eighth.
That's bad luck. That's a broken bat, but it works out for the Colonels with a blooper.
Just like that, three have now reached the 2, 3, and 4 hitters, a walk in HBP and the bloop shot, and now the tying run 90 feet away. Lansing has felt like they have been in control all night long, but it hasn't been larger than a 1 or 2 run lead. Lansing trying to keep this lead and have at least a run advantage heading to the ninth. The pitch home. Cardenas sprays it up, first base side, into the seats. Strike one. So an RBI single for Ben Ross. Rosario is at third. Ross is at first. Cardenas 0-for-3 tonight. The pitch home. Up and in as he bends back. 1-1.
That's unusual for Cardenas, only in terms of this, Adam. Nobody gets hit by more pitches on this Colonels than Cardenas.
1-1 pitch. Swatted foul, third base side. 1-2. You don't want to get hit by that last pitch he just saw because it was up and in. Would have buzzed him.
No, he's been up there aggressively in the split appearance. First pitch fastball, went after it. And this is a guy who walks a lot. He's trying to attack Hunter Bro, and because of that, he's in a hole right now.
1-2 pitch. There goes the runner to second. Swing and a miss, and that will end this half inning. So a walk in HBP and a base hit bring in a run, but Lansing again preserves the one-run lead. They will take that to the ninth, try and get some insurance before that in the bottom of the eighth. We'll return to Jackson Field.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner.
That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, it's a tight one tonight in Game 1 between Lansing and Cedar Rapids. Their first meeting since last year, where Cedar Rapids took 4 of 6 here against the Nuts in Michigan State Capitol. Nuts have led all night long thanks to leadoff home runs, so stick with us here. Max Muncy will lead off this 8th. 3 leadoff home runs for the Nuts in the last 4 frames. Here we go. Here's the first pitch. Swinging, it's on the ground. This one right back up the middle, rolling to center field. And Muncy is aboard with just a single here in the 8th.
Yeah, keep running.
Try for the inside, Parker. So Max is on for the first time tonight. How about this approach tonight, Jesse? This has got to feel good for the Nuts. We talked about it. Shutout in 2 of the last 3 games in Fort Wayne. Only 2 runs in the final game, and here they've come out 4 runs on 8 hits. Still only a 1-run lead. They'd love to get some insurance. Here's Daniel Susak, the pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball he wasn't close on. Nice twisting pitch away from him. Strike 1. Susak 1-for-3. Base hit in the 2nd, ground out in the 3rd, line out in the 5th. 4-3 Nuts, bottom 8. Neueller's pitch. Lifted out to right field, not deep enough. Backing up Rosario to his right in front of the track, comes in, makes the catch. And there's the first out. All right, we ask you back in the 4th inning, who is the only Oakland Athletic to ever win All-Star Game MVP? Jesse, we get any answers in on your email tonight?
No correct answers that I see.
All right. Well, it was Terry Steinbach back in 1988. A's well represented that year. Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco in the AL starting lineup. The pitch. Low and outside, ball 1, so Terry Steinbach, the catcher, 1-for-2 in that one, and he had both runs. That was a 2-1 win for the AL. Throw back to first, Muncy in safely. Think of all the great Oakland Athletics, and he's the man that has the only All-Star Game MVP in Oakland Athletics history.
That was a period of time where the A's were getting the Rookies of the Year every year.
1-0. That's down low. 2 balls, no strikes to Junior Perez.
I mean, the A's minor leagues were churning out remarkable amounts of talent.
He had a good career, 162 home runs, 3-time All-Star. The pitch, checked it, and that's inside. 3 balls, no strikes to Perez.
Think about the helmet flaps that you see now that extend out over the cheek and over the jaw.
Yeah, the C flap or whatever it is.
Terry Steinbach was the first person I can ever remember who batted wearing one.
3-0 pitch to Perez. That shoots in. Fastball inside corner. 3-1. 1989 World Series champion. Terry Steinbach. Steinbach. Here it's Junior Perez in the Lansing Lugnuts. Up 4-3 in the bottom of the 8th. Looking for a run or two. They've had typically a 1 or 2 run lead all night long. Started back in the 2nd inning. Neueller's pitch. Swinging a high hopper. That's over 3rd base and bounds into left field. Muncy's to 2nd. Perez is on for a 2nd time. And they're at 1st and 2nd with 1 out. And there's that Lansing chop right on cue as we come back home, Jesse.
Is that the first Lansing chop that we have seen during this homestand?
Yes. Yes, it is, because it's night 1. Surprised it took this long.
Kangaroo hop.
That was smacked down. Again, the most prevalent hitter that usually does that is Eurybio Angeles. He's got that kind of tomahawk swing, so he naturally will hit it into the dirt or into the plate a lot, but well, the Lugnuts have almost adopted that from him. And Perez, first one he's put on the ground, and it bounds up in the air for a base hit. Here's Clark Elliott. And a pitch clock violation. So one ball, no strikes. It goes against Charlie Neuwiler.
Left center field is wide open. And so is right center field for that matter, Adam. Line drive into the alleyway would be interesting.
Lugnuts would love that. The pitch taken a little high, and now it's two balls, no strikes, just like that after the violation. Shift is on for the lefty, Elliott. Miller, the shortstop, just to the left of second. And Salas at second base, over with Ross at first. The pitch zips in there, strike one. Miller is over there, one maybe because of the shift, but also just to keep a closer eye on Muncy and hold him a little tighter to the bag at second. That's the run that would make this a two-run game. The pitch home. Elliott bounces over towards second. The flip to second, a long one there for Miller. Throw back to first. It's a double play. Salas, Miller, Ross, 4-6-3, and that'll end the threat for the Nuts. Well turned, beginning with Salas. So Lansing will have a one-run lead heading to the ninth. It'll be Hunter Breaux tasked with trying to get the final three outs and get the Lugnuts a series opening win. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with the play-by-play when we return.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts go hunting for their first win of the six-game series against the Cedar Rapids Colonels, with Hunter Breaux back to the mound for the ninth. Breaux against Miller, Urbina, and Salas, 6-7-8 in the Colonels' order. 4-3, the Lugnuts lead. Right-hander deals to the switch hitting Miller, batting left. Out of the stretch, here it comes. Noah Miller takes ball one, low and away. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. First inning of four work. First inning of work for Breaux was last frame, and there were issues with his command. 1-0, swing and a miss. Strike one. Started off the eighth inning by dispatching the first two batters, strikeout and a flyout. And then he walked Emmanuel Rodriguez. He hit Kalai Rosario, and Ben Ross had an RBI single. The pitch, he had high in the air out into left center field. Clark Elliott and Junior Perez converge. Perez from center has the catch. Noah Miller is at number one.
The biggest storyline on that out, Clark Elliott's hat remained on top of his head.
That's right. And here comes Misael Urbina, the Cedar Rapids left fielder.
Well, this is the good news, Jesse, about this part of the order. Outside of a couple walks, Lansing has been able to put them down tonight.
Breaux throws. Urbina takes a called strike. We've been talking about leadoff hitters today, Adam. For the Lugnuts especially, because we've seen leadoff home runs by Junior Perez, Brian Buelbas, and A. Rebielangeles. The pitch, Urbina skies it out to center field. Perez backs up. He turns back. He makes the catch for out number two. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Tanner Schobel led off the game with a single. He was picked off first base. Leadoff walk by Urbina in the third inning. He was scored by a Schobel single. A leadoff double by Morales in the sixth inning. Rodriguez singled him in. And besides that, the Lugnuts have done well. Well, two outs and nobody on. This was where the trouble started for Breaux last inning. The Lugnuts are one out away from a 4-3 win. The pitch, Line drive base hit right field for Jose Salas. Cedar Rapids is not done yet. Here comes the throw from right fielder Butler. A two-out single for the number 8 hitter Salas, and it's his first time aboard in the game.
Well, right on cue. Salas hadn't been on, but he put everything in play and had a couple of sharp shots tonight. And won't be an easy 1-2-3 ninth.
It's Jefferson Morales now. First pitch. Down low and away with the nifty one-hop backhand by Daniel Susak. Ball one.
That's a big-time pick from Susak.
In the Lugnuts bullpen, Mac Lardner continues to warm. Top of the order, Schobel waiting on deck. A 1-0. Up and inside. Jefferson Morales backing up and lifting up the knees.
Looks like he needs to be a part of the marching band.
Love it. 4-3, Cedar Rapids trails. Down to their final out. Tying run at first. The pitch. Inside again. And the count is now 3-0.
Next thing to pay attention to, if there's a ground ball, Jesse, that sun is sinking right now, so it could be extra tough for Bautista to see over there at first base. We've seen that many times in Lansing.
On the 3-0, taking all the way. It's called a strike on Morales. It's a very good point. And the sun in the eyes of the first baseman, Bautista Jr., and the runner, Salas. 3-ball, 1-strike pitch from Bro. Fouled off over the netting back below us. Cedar Rapids is down to its final strike.
Man, this would be a big step forward for Bro if he can nail down this final out and get through the ninth. Preserve this win against a really good Cedar Rapids team.
Runner moves on this payoff pitch. Fouled straight back. Cat holds 3-2. Hunter Bro is looking for his first save of the year. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Colonels. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. Bro has the sign, set at the belt. Here's the 3-2. Inside for ball 4. And that moves the tying run into scoring position. It puts the go-ahead run on at first base. And it brings up the Cedar Rapids Colonels leadoff man, Tanner Schobel.
I don't know if they're going to let Bro face him. It's going to be tough. This guy's been excellent tonight. 2 hits. He's put the ball in play all 4 times. Decision time here for Craig Conklin.
They're sticking with Bro. Single in the first for Schobel. RBI single in the third. Last 2 times up. Flyouts to the left fielder, Elliott. Righty to righty. Fouled back. Strike 1. Started him with the high fastball. Lardner continues to warm up down the right side. With 2 outs and nobody on, a single and a walk extending things. The 0-1. That 2 is fouled back. Looked like the splitter from Bro. Nothing and 2 for Schobel. And for a second consecutive batter, the Colonels are down to their very last strike.
Yeah, these 2 pitches here shouldn't be in the zone. Make them enticing, see if you can get them to chase.
Here it is. A ground ball punched through the right side, base hit right field. Salas is around third. Butler's throw to the plate. One hops in, the tag. The ball lost by Susak, kicked away. Game is tied. Morales comes in to score as Bautista Jr. picks it up near the Lugnuts dugout. Schobel lands at second. Colonels take a 5-4 lead in the ninth. Tanner Schobel comes through on an 0-2 pitch. And now here comes Emmanuel Rodriguez. But first, manager Craig Conklin is on his way out to the mound. While Hunter Bro stands, love up against the left hip, hitches up the belt. He is done today.
Yeah, just too much plate there on 0-2. I think you got 2 pitches to waste. You have Susak, who's done an excellent job behind the plate. Bro elected to put it in there outside, and Schobel comes through, and then a pretty good throw to the plate, and just unfortunate. The ball hops away from Susak. He can't find it, and the lead that Lansing has had all 8 innings, just as quickly as that, disappears on 1 pitch.
New man on the mound, Mac Lardner. And in front of the Cedar Rapids dugout, they are consulting their scouting report on the left-hander from Gonzaga. And now we look ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning. because the Colonels know that there will be a bottom of the ninth. And they're warming up a new pitcher in the bullpen in Reggie Grace, the right-hander out of Mississippi. Batista Jr., Onilis, and Buelbas, the 7-8-9 batters, will be due. But step number one for the Lugnuts is getting out number three and denying the Colonels the opportunity to build this lead even bigger.
Jesse, you want some good news as a Lugnuts spectator?
Yes.
The walk-offs this year for the Nuts. What's the score been in the majority of those walk-offs?
6-5.
5-4 here. They're right where they want them, right? I mean, if you're the Lugnuts, you've been here before. Mac Lardner, you hope, nailed down this final out. But the Lugnuts have walked it off 6-5 four different times this year.
Not only that, the last three homestands for Lansing, the last three six-game home series, against Quad Cities to end April, two walk-offs. Against Dayton to start off May, two walk-offs. And against Lake County most recently in mid-May, two walk-offs. So this starts up the homestand. We'll cross that bridge and the bottom of the ninth when we come to it. Up to home plate from the left side steps Emmanuel Rodriguez. Hunter Bro gets it, or I should say, Mac Lardner gets his sign from the catcher. Deals. Basketball runs up and inside. And we hear the siren in the distance. Lardner relieving Bro. Mac Lardner's 10th appearance. Kicks, deals. Strike called, working the outside corner. For Lardner, the changeup, the slider, the fastball. And Manuel Rodriguez is 1-for-3 with an RBI single, a walk, a strikeout, a run scored. Lefty to lefty. Here's the pitch. Popped up, left side and foul. Back and out of play. Strike two. By the way, if you were wondering, official scoring decision, I see one RBI for Tanner Schobel on that single.
No error?
I've not seen it pop up on game day. It is up there on the big video board, though. He singles home Jose Salas, and the ball got knocked away from Daniel Susak, and that's when Morales came in.
Yeah, I guess E2.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Slider down and away. Ball two.
Really unfortunate. Susak just couldn't find it, and he spun around, and that kicked the ball away on the one or two hopper that came in from Johnny Butler.
Jefferson Morales scored all the way from first. Lardner's pitch. Slider off the outside corner. 3-2. Kalei Rosario waits on deck. The man at second, Tanner Schobel, great speed. Mac Lardner readies. Payoff pitch. Rodriguez grounds it sharply. Backhanded by first baseman Batista Jr. Wins the race to first. And it can keep on going back to the dugout. Three unassisted. Side retired. Two runs score on two hits, a walk, and an error. Runner left at second base by the Colonels. They will bring a 5-4 lead to the bottom of the ninth from Jackson Field.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The numbers are sparkling for Reggie Grace, who gets the ball for the bottom of the ninth inning. Cardinals leading the Lugnuts 5-4 thanks to two runs with two outs in the top of the ninth. 7-8-9, Batista Jr., Anales, Enda, Wilbas. First pitch, fastball outside, ball one to Danny Batista Jr.
Well, the best number for him, Jesse, four save opportunities, four saves in 15 games, 25 strikeouts, just five walks.
Ball one offering. Hit in the air, twisting down the right field line. Rosario goes in. That ball is caught by the first baseman, Ross. Ross rushing out right up the line. And Danny Batista Jr., who has flared that one down there before for a walk-off, this time becomes out number one.
A bobbling catch, too. He made contact with it in fair territory, but it took him a bobble or two to secure it in foul territory over his head. Basket grab. With the shun fading here in Lansing. Tough grab.
Now a rebuild analyst. One out, nobody on, down by one. Righty to righty. Across the outside corner, called strike one. That's too easy to say, Adam. But as you look at Grace's numbers for the year, would you call him amazing?
Yes.
Out of one. It's bunted up the third base side, but first it bounced off of Analyst while still in the batter's box. It's a foul ball.
On Memorial Day week, appropriate. Amazing.
Sweet the sound.
That's right. Here's the big number, too. On a night where, again, Lansing not typically a home run hitting team, but they've had three. This guy, he has not given up one all year long.
Tough to hit him, period. Tough to hit him hard. Sets, kicks, throws. Adelais pops it up in the infield. Grace is off the mound, yields to first baseman Ross toward the mound. Makes the catch. Two outs. That one was easier for Ben Ross.
Oh, no question about it. And wow, is Cedar Rapids an out away from stealing this first game.
You and I talked about how the Colonels get it done. Batting 217 as a team. But the record is 25-20, best in the West. Two outs, nobody on. Brian Wilbas waits. Grace throws, taking all the way. Strike one called. Fastball to start him. Top of the order, Johnny Butler waiting on deck. Down 5-4. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball. Strike two called. Wilbas is 1-for-3 out of the nine hole with a solo home run. His first as a Lugnut, blasted in the fifth. Here's the 0-2. The breaking ball grounded foul wide of third. No clouds to be spotted above. Just a blue, darkening skies. Although we still do see the sun poking out above the rooftop to our left. Nearly 8:30. Grace is 0-2. Down and away. Wilbas would not chase. Jalen Allen started this game for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Quality start, 6 innings, 3 runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Then Charlie Neuweiler fired the 7th and the 8th. Grace for the 9th. Fires. Breaking ball outside again. Ball 2. Well, that's the out pitch, right? That's the pitch he wants Wilbas to swing at. From 0-2 to 2-2. The right-hander delivers. Wilbas chops toward third, but foul again. Left of the base. Tanner Schobel right now the hero on an 0-2 pitch. The third baseman for the Colonels grounded an RBI single in a right field. And when the throw-in from Johnny Butler was kicked away from Daniel Susak, the go-ahead run scored. Gray steals a 2-2. The breaking ball waved at and missed. He went front door slider to strike at Wilbas and end the ball game. The Colonels take the opening game in the series. The final score, 5-4. Adam and I will be back to wrap up the final totals when we return. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun. but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Welcome back into Jackson Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with Adam Jaxa. The opening game of the six-game set goes to the Cedar Rapids Colonels, who scored two runs in the ninth inning to defeat the Lansing Lugnuts 5-4. Adam, the Colonels were trying to come back throughout this game. Lugnuts took a 1-0 lead. Colonels tied it in the third. Lugnuts scored runs in the fourth and the fifth on home runs by Junior Perez and Brian Buelbas. Colonels scored a run in the sixth. Lugnuts rebuilt the lead back to two runs with a home run by A. Rebill Adelaide in the seventh, but one in the eighth, and then the two in the ninth are two strikes and two outs for Cedar Rapids. And the first place team in the West shows up in Lansing and wins game one.
Yeah, this one is maybe the toughest loss of the year. Again, you're up for eight innings, you have two outs and nobody on base in the ninth, and Hunter Bro doing everything he can, but allows a base hit, a walk, and then go back to the top of the card. You flirt whether you want to leave Hunter in or bring Mac Lardner in. They stay with Hunter Bro. He gives up the RBI single. Not only does it tie the game, but then the ball kicks away from Susak, so the winning run scores on the only error of the night. And Lansing somehow loses this game after they were in control, but only by a run or two. Give credit to Cedar Rapids. They stuck around and kept it close. And in the end, that was the difference. They were able to find a way to win, which is what they've done all year long.
The thing about it is, last 6.05 p.m. game of the year, because, hey, everybody, sleep tight. We've got a morning one tomorrow. It's a quick turnaround, so you've got to have a short memory.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's better for Lansing, because, again, this is going to be a tough one to stomach in the clubhouse tonight. You're leading throughout. You pitched it well. It was a great start for Mitch Myers. John Beller came in, cleaned up an inning in two-thirds. And then, again, Hunter Bro, he gave up a run there in the eighth, but he worked out of that, and he got the first two outs in the bottom of the card in the ninth and just couldn't finish things off. So Lansing's got to feel like they let one get away tonight. So best medicine for a tough loss, come right back tomorrow a little quicker than normal and see if you can even up the series.
With some kids and some dogs and the lefty Brady Basso on the mound to be piggybacked by Yoel Vistel Rosario. On the other side, the right-hander Kyle Jones gets the ball for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Jones has not allowed any home runs yet this year, but he has allowed 38 hits and 21 runs in his eight appearances and seven starts, and that's going to be something interesting to watch. The ball was flying today.
Yeah, and again, you look at this and feel bad about the Lugnuts losing, because I thought their approaches tonight were good. You string together nine hits, four runs. You get three home runs, a team that had only just hit over 20 this year, and they put together some good swings, but in the end, the lone two-run half inning is the one that does it for him in the ninth, and that's baseball.
That's baseball indeed. Well, for Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We wish you a fine rest of your Tuesday evening. There's still a lot of evening to go tonight.
Yes, indeed. We'll be back again tomorrow.
I look forward to it. We'll see you here at the ballpark, Lugnuts and Colonels, at Jackson Field through Sunday. Friday night, Lugnut PI. Saturday and Sunday, Defenders of the Diamond. Go to LansingLugnuts.com, get your tickets. For Adam, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Jesse. Final score, Cedar Rapids 5, Lugnuts 4. Good night, everyone, from Jackson Field and Michigan State Capitol. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.